and I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your heart for the gift I am bringing. While you are seeking me, I will be found. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Could you lower that key for me? We're going to sing one more time, but in closing, here's what I'll ask. I know we need to take an offering on the way out. We'll do that. And a couple of announcements, but and we don't have a lot of time now, but maybe this will just be the beginning of some preparation for these days. I'm going to ask maybe if God lays on your heart to pray for this matter today, that we can join together in faith. Maybe there's somebody next to you that has no faith for this. I have to believe that there are some here that don't even have a thirst. Some don't care. And maybe if you know that person, you can pray for them. But I also believe that there are some that do care, but just maybe feel like, God, I want this, but I don't feel it. I don't even know what to do. You pray. And you say, God, would you give me a thirst for you? And maybe you can join in prayer for others around you, that God would give them a thirst or a greater thirst. Pray that for me. And so we'll sing this song one more time. And then maybe if you would just lead out in prayer as we believe God for what he has promised. And I will pour water on him who is thirsty. I
come to us throughout this whole camp, our own every contact in our lives. Reach out. reach out through us, flow through us.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. That you might be glorified, accomplishing all that is in your great heart.
Yes. Do it. Do it, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God. Lord, we confess today that we put you in a box so often, and that we're so used to a usual way of things and the way we've experienced things in our lives. But Lord, you are the God of the impossible.
Yes.
Lord, you are great. Your ways are far above our ways. Your thoughts are far above our ways. And so, Lord, in these 2 weeks, and Lord, throughout the whole season, Lord, I just pray that prayer that Elisha prayed for his servant who was confused and doubtful and worry. And Father, you want to answer in such a mighty way. And so, as Elisha prayed, oh Lord, please open the his eyes that he may see.
Yes, oh God.
And so the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And Lord, so are you around us.
Yes, Lord.
And you are around this work. And Lord, you want to do mighty things. And so, Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit, we just ask that you pour yourself out on us. Oh God, that you would use us as you've desire to use us, and God, make us willing and able and to step out in faith as you've called us to do.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus,
oh God, do it. God, give us faith. Give us faith.
Oh God.
Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit hearts that whole surrender all, let the streams of living water from our neighborhood channels only blessed master.
Now, through these days, we'll be weaving in some of these teachings and thoughts of the Holy Spirit. And we need to be in prayer, and we need to be expecting what God would want to do here, but also what he wants to do away from here. I'm thankful for testimonies that my family has about how the Lord has met us here at camp. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit when I was 15 years old in a village meeting. It was kind of normal. I mean, it wasn't normal at all, but kind of a normal thing, a normal setting, a normal night, and that's what we were there for. And a few years ago, my son was at a youth retreat here at camp, and they were up in Natick and had a fire, bonfire, and whatever they do. I've never been to the youth retreat bonfire since they've had them here. And in my mind, that wasn't very conducive to the work of God. I'm fine with that. But it just wasn't the place where I thought you hear good teaching and you'll worship and you'll have good fellowship and God can work and meet you. But he came home and he said, you know, we were there and we had our meeting and everything was kind of almost done, and I just kind of walked away from the fire and God filled me with the Holy Spirit. And I thought, well, that's not normal. It's not usual. But as was just prayed, can we let God out of his box? And maybe it'll be on the beach. Maybe it'll be in a shower. Maybe it'll be in your devotions in the morning with your staff group. Would you just surrender your heart these days and say, Lord, wherever and whatever, we come thirsty, and he will not disappoint. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll sing in closing the song that we just began. Could you get us a page number on that channels only? 120. We'll receive our morning offering. This offering is for our children's fund to help children come to camp that otherwise could not afford to. And so our ushers will come as we sing. And then a reminder of today's schedule. We're going to be hearing the early bell ring in just a few minutes, I think. And at 12:30... will be our dinner time. If you're here and are staying but didn't make arrangements for that, you could see Sister Aletha at the close of the service and take care of paying for the meal if you're staying, and she'll take care of that for you. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have prayer right here in the side room from 4 to 5. And then our supper is at 5:30, and our evening service is 7:30, correct? 7:30 tonight, so a little bit of a time change on the weekends before we get into our weekly schedule. So 12:30, 4, 5:30, 7:30, and let's stand as we sing hymn number 120 in closing.
Oh, God bless you. We're dismissed.